Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Lubos na nagkakaisa mga Pilipinong nakatira sa Mount Isa at ipinapakita ang kanilang pagka-Pilipino. Ibinahagi ng bagong pangulo ng Mount Isa Filipino-Australian Association na si Maria Susana Araujo ang kanilang lokal na samahan sa Mount Isa. Ang grupo ng mga Pilipino sa minahang lunsod sa Queensland na layuning lalong palaguin at paunlarin ang samahang Pilipino sa kanilang lugar. Sila ay may mga nakalinyang kaganapan sa mga susunod na buwan, kasama na dito ang kanilang pagpapakita ng suporta sa kababayang boksingero na si Manny Pacquiao. Narito at higit pang kilalanin ang Mount Isa Filipino-Australian Association sa panayam sa kanilang pangulo na si Maria Susana Araujo. Kasama natin ngayong umaga ang bagong pangulo ng Mount Isa Filipino-Australian Association o MIFA na si Maria Susana Araujo. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Maria.
Magandang umaga, Annalyn.
Oo.
Salamat sa iyong imbitasyon at pinakilala mo kami sa buong Australia.
Oo. Unang-una yan ang alamin natin. Gaano kalayo ang Mount Isa sa Brisbane?
Alright. Ang Mount Isa to Brisbane, basically 1,823 kilometers away. Pag dinadrive natin siya, it's around 20 hours. So, nung last time na nag-drive kami, nag-overnight pa kami in between kasi ganun siya kalayo. And kapag magfa-fly ka naman, 2 hours and 10 minutes approximately.
Ganun siya kalayo. And to think na ang Sydney to Gold Coast is 12 to 16 hours drive, tama ba? Malayo siya.
Yes, we're in the middle of nowhere. Basically, nasa Northwest Queensland ang Mount Isa. And surprisingly, marami ang mga Pilipino na napunta dito.
Isa-isayin natin, bakit maraming mga Pilipino dyan sa Mount Isa?
Ang sabi nila, noon daw, kasi obviously, yung mga tao is ayaw nila sa middle of nowhere. Eh. And Mount Isa is in the middle of nowhere. Pero maraming job opportunities. So, like for example, my family, my mom actually got a job at McDonald's. And kaya kami napunta dito sa Australia because of sponsorship of Visa 457. So, yun nga pa yung mga skills. And we're a mining town as well. So, maraming pumunta galing Pilipinas as a tradie. Pumunta sila dito and became tradies. And some of them actually engineers. There's also Filipino doctors here. So, very malawak mga skills ng Pilipino. They're everywhere and they're very hardworking. Some of us, we have 2 to 3 jobs, you know.
Ikaw nga, sabi mo parang 1 hour lang yung time mo for today to do the interview.
Actually, it is just my lunch break.
What do you do in Mount Isa?
So I'm actually a full-time employee at the hospital. I'm a pathology assistant. And I also study part-time as a distance education student. I study a Bachelor of Medical Science major in pathology. So hopefully becoming a scientist one day. So I'm actually graduating next year. So I think this year is going to be very intense because I am in the position of the presidency and also a graduating student. So all your support will be really, really helpful.
And hopefully to see scientists from Mount Isa soon.
Yeah, Filipino scientists in Mount Isa. That would be really good.
Yeah, and we hope to hear about that when you finish your studies.
Yeah, so hopefully, you'll interview me again.
Yes, definitely.
Ayun po. So, kaya maraming mga Pilipino na napadpad dito basically is because there's actually heaps of job and, you know, as you know, Australia is very accommodating in basically everywhere. Different cultures, they welcome us. Ayun po, marami pong actually nagiging citizen dito sa Mount Isa na Filipinos, which is very, very, very proud.
Checking online, nakita ko sa parang sa data, there are more than 300 Filipino dyan sa Mount Isa as of 2013.
Yeah, that would have grown so much by now. To be honest, We're in the process of reviewing our census. So wala pa po akong mabigay sa inyo na definite number ng population namin. Pero there's actually quite hazy. Every year merong nagmamigrate dito. And for some reason, they love to stay in Mount Isa. You know, everything's 5 minutes drive. Your work's 5 minutes away. And it's a pretty laid-back city. And yeah, we just do events. So I'm quite excited about that.
Mm. Ano ang pinakakilalang lugar o puntahan dyan sa Mount Isa? Aside from the jobs?
Yep. Basically, like, we call it the town. Parati lang kami pumupunta sa town. You know, they always say, oh, did you want to go uptown? And everyone just meets up there. Pero yung sa Filipino Association, dahil po bago na po kaming officers, marami po kaming tinatry na in-network na different clubs. Like, for example, the Mount Isa Irish Club. We're trying to put up some events out there. And also, like, the squash court. So, yun po yung mga nakakausap namin as for now. So, watch out for that. And also we're actually trying to reach out not just our Facebook members but also yung mga people na don't use Facebook, so we're trying to give handouts out and flyers out for upcoming events.
As of today, ilan na yung membership ng Mount Isa Filipino Australian Association?
So that's a very tricky question kasi po every financial year we're pretty much renewing our membership. So, as of now, starting po nung first week of June, saka pa lang po kami nag-renew ng membership, mga 30 people pa lang po. Pero, we're trying to get some events up and hopefully meet up with new and even old Filipinos that doesn't even know our association existed. So, I'm very excited about that.
And hope this one helps.
Yes, very much so. Pag nalaman ko na po, I'll tell everyone.
Yeah. Maria, you took over the presidency of Mount Isa Filipino Australian Association from Rick Marino. Gaano siya katagal correct. As president?
He's been a president on and off. Nung nakilala ko yung Misa, like 3 years ago, I believe he was already the president.
Mm-mm.
Pero yung pagkakasabi niya po sa amin before, on and off po siyang naging president. And to be honest, last year I was in Brisbane and I didn't think na I'll come back to Mount Isa. And like, I never actually got too much involved in MISA before. I think the only involvement I have was I became the MC of one of our barrio fiesta. And that was quite a last minute thing. But I would love to know them more, but unfortunately, he's quite busy at the moment, so we didn't have any much time to talk about like the previous members. So yeah.
Now that you are the new president of MIFA, what's coming up for the group?
So we actually already have 3 events lined up. First one is the Manny Pacquiao fight on July 2 Sunday. We're going to be setting up our booth at 12 o'clock for 1:30 match at the Irish Club. The second one we have is on August 5. That will be probably a formal event for now. We are still trying to get things together, inviting special people, so getting sponsorship up. So it is quite vague, but August 5, save the date. We will put posters out and as well as Facebook invites.
What's it about, the event?
Well, it is going to be our time to meet our members and setting up our committee. Basically, it's time that they would know what our new mission vision is. It'll be the time when we can have members actually engage with us and not just us doing basically everything. It'll be nice to also meet up with different kinds and different varieties of skills and suggestions from them. We're also going to present our logo for the members to choose from. So it'll be quite exciting in August 5. But yeah, as of now, it's all going to be a teaser because we're still trying to put things together until we get the final result, basically. We also have one more event lineup, which is on September 3, which is going to be the Father's Day event. That's going to be in the Irish Club as well. Obviously, we're trying to focus on the earlier events first, but that is upcoming. And September 3, that's a Sunday as well. So we're going to update you in those ones as well.
Yeah. About the upcoming boxing event of Manny Pacquiao against Australian Jeff Horn. Nahahati ba yung mga Filipino? Because you are living in Australia already. So,
yeah.
Hati ba or solid na Manny Pacquiao?
Oh, I think they're solid Manny Pacquiao, our Filipinos anyway. So we're so excited to see how many people are actually coming in because obviously Australians will probably, you know, cheer for Horn and Filipinos will cheer for Pacquiao. So sana po, we have a whole group of people just cheering loudly and hopefully one day kapag marami tayong people who attended this, I could probably invite Pacquiao in one. That'll be so good.
Anything is possible.
Exactly. So yeah, let's keep the attendance up para ma-invite ko si Pacquiao.
Are you gonna wear the blue, white, red colors there?
Yes. We are actually telling everyone to wear our Filipino pride colors, maybe red, yellow, or blue. Kaya lang blue is Australian as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, just go for it and just have fun with everyone. You know, it'll be really nice, friendly game.
For those Filipinos in Mount Isa who are not yet members of MIFA or Mount Isa Filipino Australian Association, how can they get in touch with you guys?
All right. At this point of time, we are going around like these different events and we don't have a specific office to like mount ourselves, unfortunately. So basically they can reach us through Facebook or through these events. And registration is $5 for a single person and $10 for a family, which includes two adults and two kids less than 16. And yeah, so that's how we're going to reach out. Basically, it's us, the offices and other members reaching out to different Filipinos in Mount Isa and even around Mount Isa City. You know, we don't exclude other people around us. There's heaps of different small districts and cities around us, like Cloncurry, for example. We're trying to get them to join us as well because they're just like a two-hour drive away and we're really isolated. We're, you know, like we're really far from big cities like Townsville or Brisbane. So I would love everyone basically near us to come together and, you know, help each other. Hopefully our mission vision, like putting back Bayanihan in Australia or even just in Mount Isa to begin with. We're going to try and change the world one Filipino at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going out of the MIFA organization, how active are the Filipinos in engaging with the wider Mount Isa community?
As I've said before, because we have different skills and basically we have different groups, they're very active at church, different kinds of church, you know, different Christian churches. They're very active in different fundraising as well throughout the community, which I'm really happy about. And hopefully we can include that in our association. And I can see like Filipinos everywhere helping out everyone, you know, it doesn't need to be. You don't need to be a part of a group or whatever. They're very friendly over here. Everyone says hi and smile to you and make kamusta to you. So, yeah.
And hope it will continue.
Yeah, definitely. So making like Filipinos become more active and in different events. I think they're craving for events because, as I've said, we are very isolated here. So there's not much things going on. So, yeah, engaging different sports activities presented by MIFA would be really helpful for everyone as well. Yeah.
How about a call out to them?
Yeah, so sa mga kababayan po natin in Mount Isa or around Mount Isa or even kung gusto niyo pong, if you're in Townsville or in Brisbane, come and join us at Mount Isa Filipino Australian Association. So we call ourselves MIFA and we're also an incorporated association, so that's good. We are going to have our events coming up and for the next 3 months, every month at this point of time. Hopefully, supportahan niyo po kami para po makagawa po, po kami ng more events para sa inyo and for you to interact with everyone as well. We're going to know each other very well. So yeah, come and join us.
Maraming salamat, Maria Susana Araujo ng Mount Isa Filipino Australian Association.
Thank you very much, Annalyn, for inviting me and for letting me share Mount Isa Filipino Association to Australia. Thank you at mabuhay!
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.